So far, we've talked about the knowledge and skills needed by spring turkey hunters. Now we're going to put this information to use in actual hunting situations. We're going to discuss what we do in the spring season, from preseason scouting to the end of the gobbling season, and from the first gobble of the morning to roosting time. We'll also talk about problems that come up that frustrate all of us. What to do when your gobbler hangs up or has hens with him. What to do if you don't roost a bird, or if it rains, or they're just not gobbling, and lots of other problems.
Hey guys, the answers are on this tape. So order it today, go get your gobbler, and post your photo on turkeyhuntingsecrets.com so everyone can see it.
Probably the biggest reason gobblers hang up, Roger, is that they have hens with them. What do you do then?
Sometimes the biggest problem is just deciding whether or not he does have hens. If he's gobbling a lot, they'll just walk in without saying anything, and you'll still think he's alone. If I hear hen calls or see a hen go to him, I switch tactics completely and start calling the hens. If they come, he's sure to follow. In this situation, I switch immediately to commanding calls that hens use to gather a flock, like cutting, cackling, and long strings of lost yelps. If I can, I'll use a box call and mouth call to imitate more than one hen. Don't be shy about the length of the calls or your volume. You have nothing to lose. If a hen answers me, I repeat her call exactly and answer her every time. I call nearly constantly, but quit as soon as I see the hens coming, so they don't pinpoint me. I want them to come in and bring the gobbler with them, not spot me and go away.
If you don't shoot him, eventually the gobbler will drift away and quit gobbling. What do you do then? Or how about rainy days or those frustrating days when they just don't gobble?
If it's still early in the morning, I'll move to another ridge where I heard birds gobbling at daylight or where they gobbled on another day. I'll call from there. Or I'll go to a high ridge and hope to hear a different bird that still might be gobbling. I'll set up and begin calling softly, clucking, or plain yelping, so I don't spook a gobbler if he's nearby. Then I'll call louder to reach out further, lost yelping or cutting. If it's late in the morning when I'm left alone, I'll head for a strut zone and hope a lone gobbler is nearby looking for a hen. Before moving into the area to call, I'll hoot like a barred owl or crow call to see if anything gobbles back. This can keep you from running off a silent gobbler on the way to your calling spot. If nothing answers, I'll slip in quietly, set up my decoy, maybe build a little blind out of sticks and start calling. I start with the softer calls for a minute or so, then wait 10 minutes before calling again. What we want to do is explain the various calls that we think are important for you to know, what they sound like, when turkeys use them, and what they mean to turkeys.
Hey, the Turkey Pro here. Do yourself a favor. Get this tape now.